How are we all doing? So last Wednesday night, we had a terrific prayer meeting, and bridge builders of the kingdom, we had an opportunity to bridge build a little bit. A lady who works in VW across the road was on her way home, and she fell in the car park and came in here looking for some help, and we were able to help her. So, hello, my name is Irene. I'd like to thank all the wonderful people who helped me on Wednesday evening. I came into your church shortly after 8 p.m. after I had fallen in the Volkswagen parking lot. I was trying to think, should I say it Canadian way or South African way? You called an ambulance and my husband, you took care of me until the ambulance came. I understand that someone took the time to go over to Volkswagen and inquire to my well-being. I'm on the mend and doing well. Thank you all once again, and God bless Irene. It was a wonderful opportunity, and so I wrote back and I told her that I would mention it this morning. So to all of you who helped her, we had a doctor, we had a lawyer, we had a civil engineer, and we even had a pastor to help her, and a nurse. And we found out she didn't break anything, but she dislocated her shoulder. And so she's on the mend, and it was a wonderful opportunity to be able to help her. Part of our new season, and we're going to get to preaching just now, but part of our new season and where we're going, while we were away last year, we felt that we wanted to also spend some time once every 4 to 6 weeks to invite people who are in business, who own a business, who, you know, you don't have to own the business if you're in business. We're going to invite you to come along and pray with us. And so this coming Friday morning, 7 o'clock at the church, we're going to pray together with men and women, of course, if you deem so and you want to come along, and we'll pray with you and pray about your business and what God is doing, either as you in your business or for your business. So we're just an open invitation to those who would like us to pray with them. 7 o'clock, yes, 7 a.m. in the morning. In the front by the beautiful colored couches there. So come along and be part of that and join with us. And then also part of what we're doing, I will get to preaching, I promise, is we want to make some adjustments out there, and we're going to start building shortly, but it's going to take a few more dollars than we originally anticipated. And so we just saying to you, if you want to be part and parcel, not part of your tithe, this is up above that. We're not waiting to get all the money. We're not waiting because, as I said some time back, and if you heard one of my preachers, I said the road that God has got us on, if we could have all the answers and we could make it all happen, then we didn't require any faith and it's all about us. But it's not about us. It's about faith in God and what He can provide. But this is part and parcel of your house. And so if you of a mind to participate with us, we're not going to do a building fund and we're not going to have a thermometer and all that kind of stuff. We're just appealing to part of this house. If the Lord lays it upon your heart to add something for building here, then so be it. If not, we're still going ahead. We hopefully to start in the next week or so. We're going to rip the carpeting off the stage. We're going to create a extended cateria type thing, so it's going to look like you're sitting next to the lake having your love feast or coffee or whatever. And we're going to put some boards down, and then we're going to look after the youth center there. We're going to put some walls up. There we go. At least one's excited. That was sort of half-hearted. Jess, you can do better. There we go. Go, Vince! There we go. And then we're going to put up some, we're going to make some adjustments to the cafe and the coffee area. And then we're going to free up the back there because Janine has been on our case about room for the Sunday school kids. So we're going to be having another room available, etc., etc. All part and parcel of where we're going. So hopefully that's helpful for you and to know where we're going right now. But turn in your Bibles to Jeremiah chapter 6, please. Thanks, Libby. Jeremiah chapter 6. We're starting a new series this morning. in the natural is probably a bad time to do it, seeing it's a family weekend and people kept phoning me over the week saying, we won't be there this Sunday, we won't be there this Sunday, we won't. And I said, well, have fun. Michael is away with Johnny Boy and they're doing a dads and lads thing up in Montreal. They went up to Winterlude and Ottawa. Okay, well, what do I know? I just work here. They're not here. So it's, you know, it's important to know where one of your pastors is for the weekend. He's not sleeping in bed. He's just out there having a good time. So what I want to talk today, you know, Chris did a big thing on seeing the big picture. Well, I'm also going to do seeing the bridge picture. And so if I say that quickly, you might hear me say big picture. But this morning I want to talk about seeing the bridge picture. What does that mean to us here? And so we see, just keep your fingers in Jeremiah. We're going to get there just now. And if you want to, you can also find Joshua chapter 3 and have put your finger in there. And then hold the Bible like that and take your notebook with this hand and write notes with that hand. So, one of the man's greatest achievements throughout the world is that of bridge building. And so I went and I looked for some amazing bridges that Canadians have built. And so some of you might know the name of these bridges. I think that's the A. Murray McKay Bridge. That one's in Nova Scotia, I think. This one here is the bridge. This one, I think, is also Nova Scotia. Looks like the Americans copied us when they built the other one, you know? Eh? Yeah, no. Our cheap cousins south of us. Keep going. Here's another one. Look at the one. I mean, there's a truck trail thing going underneath and a bridge going on top. It's quite amazing. And that one I remember, that one's called the Confederation Bridge. Quite an expanse of water that's going over. But bridges have been built to connect gaps. It's been, we have expanses of water, we have expanses of places that have been connected by bridges. They've been used for the might of military power to cross over them. They've also been used simply for a horse and a donkey and a cart to go over them. Very many different types of bridges. Even in the prayer meeting this morning while we were praying, I saw this picture in my mind of just from this building. And what I loved so much, it wasn't these slow bridges being built out there. It was like they were just going out. Sound effects. I heard a preacher say yesterday, which I quite liked. He says, if I don't have amens coming back at me and hallelujahs and agreements, then when we do that, it helps me to quickly finish the preach. Because if I don't, I'm just going to keep going because I think you don't get it. So, and then he even picked out his preaching corner, his amen corner, or whatever. But we see that bridges have helped expand. And sometimes the bridges, we always think of these kind of bridges that we see in our hearts. And bridges that have connected cities for commerce and connected peoples to traveling and that kind of stuff. But when we start to understand the true bridges that have been built, it helps us in our mandate of Acts chapter 1 verse 8, helps that become more reality. In Matthew 28, our commission, go into all the world. And we see that sometimes we have this one feature, but we want to not only see physical structures with the naked eye, but structures that aren't there. Like the one that Christopher Columbus, when he set sail with his three ships, from the old world, looking for the new world. And that was a bridge that he built that you cannot see with the naked eye. But today is a daily occurrence of that taking place. When Apollo 11 went into space, there was a bridge that was built with outer space. And now they're regularly sending people into space. And just for all the animal lovers, they forgot about Laika. And who they sent into space and still orbiting up there, all by itself. Got to have some fun while we're doing this. But then we see the bridges that people have built, and we call them pioneers and explorers. And there's some great Canadian pioneers and explorers that built bridges for us that we walk and follow in as we go. When Jesus came to earth, it was the best, biggest, greatest bridge that was ever built. It was the huge divide between God and humanity. And there was this great divide, and we see that it was caused through sin. And we try with the religion, and we try with good works, and we try with all our morality issues, and we try with all our philosophies, but we cannot bridge the gap. And then Jesus came, and with two pieces of roughly hewn timber, nailed together, he bridged it with a thing called we call the cross. The most amazing. And there's a bridge in Canada, it's called, I think it's just called the Covered Bridge. And this cross is like the covered bridge. You can see he's coming out through it on the other side. And that, sorry? Okay. And so we just have a look at what is this bridge building all about for us today when we go along. Last week we looked at the end of a new season, a new breed, and what that meant to us as priests, and how we priest, and how we can carry on. And as we always say, you can stay as you are for the rest of your life, or you can change. Thank you. There we go. Someone got it. And what we can do is we can move forward. You know, you can come and you can be part of the D tribe, I call it. You know, in the cave of Adullam. Every time there's an issue, you run into the cave. And you hide in the cave. And you stay in your cave. And you sit there. And that cave that we have there is for the disgruntled or the disenfranchised or the disillusioned or the disappointed or the depressed or the disloyal. And they just hang around in their cave waiting for something to happen. Or you can do what we should do as God's children. We can go to the mountain of God. And we can join the R tribe. The R tribe, you ask? Yes, the radical tribe. The righteous tribe. The revelation tribe. The reveling. We revel in His joy tribe. Or the revolutionary tribe. We don't want the status quo. We want to move forward. Or the relational tribe. Or the revved up tribe. Or the ready tribe. We got to get excited about the gospel and the bridges that God wants us to build, because God is taking us into something new. Am I shouting? Okay, well then we're hearing. You can shout back. Come on. There we go. This side's getting it. I'm going to preach here. Wake up this side! If you're a visitor today, this is normal. We're having fun, yeah. Part of our vision, which we looked at in vision, was to encounter God, engage people, equip disciples, empower leaders, that we might extend the kingdom of God. But we have to have God's presence, number one and first. Encountering God first and foremost. Encounter Him at home. Encounter Him in our prayer times. Encounter Him in our worship time. Count Him in the Word. If we're not encountering God, the rest of the stuff is, we'll just throw it away and go home. But we need to have God's presence in our midst all the time. The church is never meant to keep us locked in or to keep those that are so earnestly seeking God outside. And with that comes that when you come into a family, you become part of that family. And you can say amen, because I know I'm preaching to the converted, because you're the one sitting in the chairs here today. And the question is though, if you haven't got anything good to say about this place, then go. And go and find a place you can be a bridge builder and that you can be part of and that you can extend the kingdom of God. But if you are here, then be part of this. There is the universal and there is the local. Ours is a haven from the storm through the prophetic words we saw in the visions. A place of shelter, a place of love and learning, for some, a short term of healing. You know, we come in here, we are not a hospital ship. I've said this before, but I just wanted to reiterate some of this. We're not a hospital ship with a few troops running around like chickens with their heads chopped off. We are a battleship with a small sick bay. And we want to take those that need healing and their hearts have been broken and that they feel they're part of that D tribe that I just explained. But our heart is to make sure that we build bridges that you actually go from D tribe to R tribe. That you become healthy. That you come fulfilled. That you participate. We're not a community church. And this you say, oh Mark, you're just playing on words. No, there's a vital truth that if we don't get this, we miss it completely. We're not a community church where we all just come and it's us four and no more. We're a church within our community. Live, living lights going out there. As was so beautifully displayed at our unity meeting last week. Frank did an outstanding job in praying for our area and that. And I'd asked him when he came, of course, Frankie, they're also away visiting family this weekend. And so Frank said to me, he said, is there a price for this? I said, absolutely, Frank. He says, and I'm the judge. So we decided I'd give him an apple if he won. Yes. Oh, no. I know why she's asking that question. Once I asked for an apple, and one of my kind friends, name shall be nameless, but look where my eyes are going, gave me a golden apple with Mac written on it.